This is CJ's Tuesday Museday Hour. Hello, people, and happy Tuesday Museday. I'm CJ Tanisha, and today's show starts in the 50s and goes through to the 20-teens. Let's get started with a familiar voice.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return the sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tours. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Do, 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 do. later. Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Terry Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Terry Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
You're always something special to me. Quite independent, never caring. You lost your charm as you were aging. Where is your magic disappearing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
First, we had a song written specifically to suit Elvis's rock and roll style from the film Girls, Girls, Girls in 1962. It was Elvis Presley in Return to Sender. Then one of Johnny Cass's signature songs that he wrote in 1953, that in 2014, Rolling Stone ranked as number 51 of the top 100 country songs of all time, Folsom Prison Blues. Next, the founding member of the supergroup Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Graham Nash, first led the Hollies to the top 10 in 1967 with Carrie Ann. Next up, a former Beatle had his infamous long weekend without Yoko, and hits it big again.
Yeah. shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Sockets, I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa. So this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow.
she posts another letter to the silent fire. People gather around her and she finds it hard to stay alive. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad.
Regarded as one of John Lennon's best post-Beatles songs, 1973's Mind Games was noted as being a work that attests that positive thoughts are the key to happiness. Then in 1986, Paul Simon, with some help on vocals by the Everly Brothers, brought us the top 100 single Graceland. Finally, it was another piece of post-Beatles positivity. With a solo debut in 71, Paul McCartney soared to the top of the charts with Another Day.
Time I went and said goodbye. but I don't wanna use you just to have somebody by my side. And I don't wanna hate you, I don't wanna take you, but I don't wanna be the one to cry. And I don't really matter to anyone anymore. But like a fool, I keep losing my place, and I keep seeing you walk through their door. But there's a danger in loving somebody too much, and it's sad when you know it's your heart you can't trust. There's a reason why people don't stay where they are. Baby, sometimes love just ain't enough. Now I could never change you, I don't wanna blame you. Baby, you don't have to take the fall. Yes, I may have hurt you, but I did not desert you. Maybe I just wanna have it all. It makes a sound like thunder. It makes me feel like rain. Like a fool who will never see the truth, I keep thinking something. Your heart you can't trust. There's a reason why people don't stay where they are. Baby, sometimes love just ain't enough. Your heart they can't touch. There's a reason why people don't stay who they are. Baby, sometimes love just ain't enough. Baby, sometimes love, it just ain't enough.
Thank you.
From the album of the same name, in 1970, a 20-year-old Stevie Wonder gave a signed, sealed, delivered I'm Yours, and it flew up the pop and R&B charts in the States. Then U.S. tennis champion John McEnroe's wife, Patti Smyth, teamed up with Don Henley to give us the 1992 duet, Sometimes Love Ain't Enough, a song that reached number two on the Hot 100 charts, followed by Simply Red and a number one ballad from 86, a classic blue-eyed soul song called Holding Back the Tears. You're listening to Tuesday Museday on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
Where have you gone? I'm getting old and I So tell me when you're gonna let me in. I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin. I came across a fallen tree. I felt the branches of it looking at me. Is this the place we used to love? Is this the place that I've been dreaming of? Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. So tell me when you're gonna let me in. I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin.
A song closely associated with 2005's Hurricane Katrina, punk rockers Green Day continued their chart success with Wake Me Up Before September Ends, a ballad embraced by a large and diverse group of music fans. Then a highly experienced group of studio musicians formed a pop rock band in 82 and called themselves Mr. Mister and gave us a few big hits like Broken Wings. Last in this triplet was a band out of southern England called Keen, with one of a handful of big hits in 2004 called Somewhere Only We Know. Next, a song written for a movie that keeps getting remade.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing I fear myself.
Thank you. not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times, I stop keeping track. I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. Ability. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out, and you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. So much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Haven't met you yet.
In 2018, Hollywood brought us another hit version of the great story A Star Is Born, and Lady Gaga, Mark Ronson, and two other songwriters gave us the biggest single from that soundtrack with a duet by Stars Gaga, whose real name is Stephanie Germanotta, and Hollywood actor Bradley Cooper. It was the song Shallow. Next, from 1987, Aussie pop rockers INXS gave us a Billboard Hot 100 number one with Need You Tonight. Finally, finishing off this Tuesday Muse Day, it was Canadian superstar Michael Bublé with his highest-topping chart single from 2009, Haven't Met You Yet. Well, that just about does it for today's show. I'm CJ Denisha, and you've been listening to the Tuesday Muse Day Hour on Gosport Hospital Radio. Just want to point out, if you want to contact us for any reason to request a song or to request some information or whatever the case may be, contact us on Facebook under Gosport Hospital Radio. That about does it. Join me again next week, and I'll see you then, all right? Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.